A better organized one to keep saying loudly and clearly, down with USA!
Down with USA!
Down with Saudi Arabia!
Down with Saudi Arabia!
Down with Khalifa!
Down with Khalifa!
Down with every dictator anywhere on this world!
Down with every dictator!
It is my pleasure and honor to ask Brother Khalid Muammar, President of Canadian Arab Federation, to have opening remarks. Please, Khalid, come forward.
Long live Bahrain!
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 Long live democracy!
Long live democracy!
Long live democracy!
Long live democracy!
Brothers and sisters, today, in parts of the Arab world, there are people rising against despotic regimes. And when they won in Egypt and Tunisia, the American Empire felt threatened. And they started their plans to abort other revolutions. So when the people of Bahrain rose, they made a deal with the government, with Saudi Arabia, with the corrupt royal family of Saudi Arabia, and they sent their army to crush the popular revolt of the people of Bahrain.
Yeah.
Now when the Americans speak of terrorism, they should remember that all these oppressors, all these corrupt kings and princes in the Arab world have been financed, have been armed and supported by the embassy which represents the country which is the major origin of terrorism.
Yay!
And we say the people will stand and fight for their rights, for freedom. Freedom is an inalienable right of every person.
Yes.
And it's not something that the Americans will force on people by force to serve their interests. The people will elect their representatives and get rid of all the corrupt kings and princes and leaders. Thank you very much. And long live Bahrain.
Long live Bahrain.
Down with the Saudi regime.
Down with Saudi regime.
Down with U.S. imperialism.
Down with U.S. imperialism.
For justice.
For justice.
Down, down, Saudi.
Down, down, Saudi.
Down, down, Wahhabi.
Down, down, Wahhabi.
Down, down, Khalifa.
Down, down, Khalifa.
Down, down, Saudi.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we have with us two imams, and one of them will be addressing you now, because you know our movement is very inclusive. It has people from all walk of life. It doesn't matter where we came from, Iraq, Yemen, Palestine, we are Pakistan, India, but we are here as a Canadian.
The people,
they are as a Canadian, because we're saying the people united
will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
And we are united. We are united for the haq, for the social justice. We are united for fairness. We are united for human rights. We are united to end the oppression. So please help me welcome Sayyid Ali Jazairi to speak to us.
أيها الرجال والنساء، السلام عليكم يا من حضرتم فسجلتم موقفا في هذه المدينة. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
اقتلونا فإن شعبنا سوف يعي أكثر وأكثر. كلمة قالها العلماء، كلمة علمنا عليها النبي وأهل بيته صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم أجمعين. إن القتل في سبيل الحق ليس عارا، بل إن القتل في سبيل الثبات على الحق والدفاع على الحق هو تأصيل للمبادئ وتأصيل للبحرين.
In Yemen, in Libya, and everywhere in Palestine, in Iraq, and for the people who قضوا and passed in Tunisia. And in Egypt, we recite the Surah Al-Mubarak Al-Fatiha ونهديها for their spirit and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have them in His heaven.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Go to Google and Google her name. 17 years old, Bahraini girl who spoke in poetry against the tyrant Khalifa. And what happened? In the darkness of the night, criminals and thugs of the regime of Khalifa kidnapped her. And they don't know, her parents don't know what is happening to her. All her crime was to speak power to the tyrant.
Shame!
من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه. وهذا أضعف الإيمان. If you see something wrong, you have to act against it. If you can't, you speak up against it. If you can't speak up, at least in your heart, don't accept it.
Yes.
So we have a young sister who will share with us few of her thoughts about the situation in Bahrain. Please welcome Sister Yasur Al-Bahraini.
Allah. Come on, Sister Yasur.
And not only ayat.
about the hundreds of women and children who are now in the darkness of a prison, of Khalifa prison. They are being tortured every day. Nurses, doctors, journalists, poets, bloggers, people I even know who disappeared from Facebook all of a sudden. Why? Because they said the truth. Why? They have nothing. Yesterday I was talking with my journalist friend, and it was his cousin who was being kidnapped by Khalifa thugs and was tortured. Alhamdulillah, she was released yesterday. But what was her fault? Her fault was nothing. She was working as a typewriter in a Salmaniya hospital, and the thugs raided the hospital, and she was tortured because she was working in Al Salmaniya and serving the wounded people.
Shame on them.
Who are the terrorists? Khalifa and the Saudi. Who are the terrorists?
Khalifa and Saudi.
Who are the terrorists?
Khalifa and Saudi.
Who are the terrorists?
Khalifa and Saudi.
Who are the terrorists?
Khalifa and Saudi.
We are not in need of anything. Illa rahmatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine what is happening to the thousands and thousands of families in Bahrain. To the doctors, to the teachers, to the nurses, to the young people, male or female. All are at the receiving end of the wrath of the tyrant, Khalifa and his supporter, the Saudis and the American behind them. So brothers and sisters, please let's keep this movement together. And we have election on Monday. Shame on Stephen Harper.
Shame.
They did not, Canada did not utter a word about the gross human rights violation and brutality against the people of Bahrain. Shame on them.
Shame.
Those are the utmost hypocrite people with the American around.
Shame.
Don't be fooled with them.
Shame.
So I would like to have a final speaker, and after that we'll have a Sammar. This speaker is one of us, is our brother. I will not mention his name. He will try to somehow cover a little bit of his face, because again, oppression and dhulum and God knows what will happen and what is happening to the families of Bahraini over there, and to the families of Bahraini activists, whether here in Canada or in Europe or somewhere else. I know someone in Lebanon who's a Bahraini activist. His 4 children were kidnapped. His wife was interrogated and kidnapped.
Shame, shame on Bahraini government.
Shame, shame Bahraini government.
Shame, Khalifa.
Shame, shame Khalifa.
Shame, shame Khalifa.
Shame, shame Khalifa.
So let's hear from the brother, and after that let's stay good together for 10-15 minutes. marching around. Let the people driving by see the Bahraini flag and see us saying no to injustice, no to oppression, yes to Bahraini people, yes to the freedom of Bahraini, and no to the Saudi and the USA. Sir, sir.
Yeah.
Long live democracy!